Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is it time to freak out?
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just flip out.
Or should everyone just relax?
Five letters here. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to be okay.
This is Panic or Patience, part of AJ and Dusty on 1080. The Fan.
We do it every Wednesday at this time. First starting in college, then moving to the NFL. It is time for Panic or Patience. Mr. Darkins, sigh.
So, Joe Moorhead appears to be on his way out of town to take the Akron job. Panic! Or patience. The lack of stability at coordinator positions sets Oregon back this next season.
I can go first. I think patience on that. I think if Oregon gets set back this next season, it will be because of what's going on at USC. I don't really think the lack of continuity at coordinator is going to be the reason, but it could be.
Boy, that would be three coordinators in four seasons for Oregon.
It's true.
Offensive coordinators. And that is when you start going, you need to make the right hire, and it's got to fit exactly what Joe Moorhead was doing. And you look at this hire is very important from a stylistic approach.
Totally.
And from a recruiting approach. This is what the hard part is about having a successful program. Mm-hmm. Think of, like, Mario Cristobal has got Marcus Arroyo, Andy Avalos. Yep. Then you would have both of those guys go and get head coaching jobs. Then you would have Joe Moorhead come in. He gets a head coaching job. Yep. Tim DeRuiter's your defensive coordinator, who's a former head coach. He could get a head coaching job when all the dust settles on all these moves, because he did have a fairly successful tenure at Fresno State, too. Like, this is the problem with having a good program.
Yeah.
Your assistants go and they get plucked, and that's the incredibly hard part about having a successful program. That's why I think there's like a little bit of panic, because if Oregon was ahead of schedule this year, that means next year was supposed to be the year, and you want as much continuity back on your staff as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So I think it would play a big factor.
And I think if the DC is involved too, then I think that plays even more.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big
then time. It's absolutely panic. Yeah.
All right, moving on. One of the three coaches we've seen hired this week gets fired within 3 years from their respective program.
So we're talking USC, Notre Dame. Well, we're talking USC, LSU, Florida.
And Billy Napier at Florida comes over from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Brian Kelly down from South Bend, Indiana to LSU, and then Lincoln Riley at SC.
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't want to do music anymore.
No? You done? Will seems very upset.
That is... Oh, lovely. No, I don't have
nailing
any
it right now.
Everything.
I will go with... I'll go with patience on this one, because I think all three of those programs kind of understand that they cannot have another reactionary move. They can't afford... Like, LSU, you cannot go through coaches like it's a revolving door down there. Like, it cannot continue to happen. They gave Les Miles a little bit of leeway. Mm-hmm. You didn't have it with Ed O. I think you give Brian Kelly a little bit of room. Billy Napier at Florida, they have to give him time.
Yes. Yeah.
They have to give him time.
I agree.
And then Lincoln Riley at SC.
I think Lincoln Riley is going to have success at SC if they can avoid...
Oregon Ducks football is on the...
If they can avoid recruiting violations already. I think Billy Napier at Florida, you probably stick with. If there's a coach who gets fired in the next 3 years, I think it's Brian Kelly.
Really?
I think so. I don't think culturally he's like...
I don't either.
I don't think culturally he makes sense at all in Baton Rouge. I saw like way too many jokes about him thinking that milk is spicy. And then like he's going to go down to Louisiana like where that's like spices everywhere. And it's the best, like one of the best parts of that culture in Louisiana.
And, Cajun food, yeah.
And I think the interesting thing about LSU is the reason they have gone through so many coaches, and this is why also I think Brian Kelly's an interesting hire. Why have they gone through coaches? Les Miles started losing, fine. Ed Orgeron started losing. Uh-huh. And also, they're starting to finally feel the ramifications of being a horrible place for student athletes.
Yeah.
Like, period. And so Brian Kelly is not one of these coaches who has this sterling reputation when it comes to that. And so I think if there's a reaction here in LSU, I don't think it's going to be on the field. I think it's going to be an off the field reaction. And I just think that one doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I'm not saying it will happen, but if one of them will happen, I think it's Brian Kelly.
Mm-hmm. All right. 503-250-1080. Will Darkins has rage quit this, segment, and I don't blame him. We got the ghosts of Odyssey Portland taking over our system. We got the NFL version of Panic or Patience next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour, glitters, and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds, the stampede, the glow when I'm deceased. But in the beast, arise like yeast to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets, live on the run.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080, the Fan.
Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm grungy, but things I do is real.
Panic or Patience continues with the NFL version. Mr. Dawkins. What do you have for us on this round?
All right. Panic. Ah! Patience. Win, lose, or draw. Aaron Rodgers is playing his final season in Green Bay.
Ooh. Panic.
Yeah, it's kind of felt like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you. I'm panic on that. I think this is it anyways, because now he's blaming coaches for leaking his toe stuff, even though he's the one who said it.
He was the one on the show calling it COVID toe, and then he got all mad that reporters called it COVID toe, which is what he called it. And then he was like, no, look, it's fractured. First off, get your feet out my camera. Mm. That is not...
You don't have a foot fetish.
No.
You don't have a Rex Ryan... Foot fetish.
Not like, no.
Okay.
No.
I mean, some people do.
All the way out on that. All the way out. No. And then you add in all the offseason drama. And then you add in that Aaron Rodgers was already threatening to retire and go host Jeopardy or whatever. I think this is it.
Yeah, I think he gone. And this is going to be the interesting thing for Green Bay, because Green Bay's roster is good this year. I mean, they're primed to make a run, and he may just double barrel his way out of there, because his sour grapes do not appear to be getting any less sour.
We are not turning sour grapes into wine.
No, we're not. What he is doing is he's just setting it up again, and I give him a ton of credit, though, and I give a ton of credit to the Packers team and Matt LaFleur, because he did say, hey, when I'm in, I'm going to be all in. I'm going to be here.
Yep.
And they have been lights out all season long.
Well, it is proof that you don't have to like your boss in order to get your job.
Fact.
So, and I think that's what this is. I think Aaron Rodgers has decided that this is a work environment he does not want to be in any longer. It doesn't mean he's not going to go out high on his horse and say, look at this. Y'all are going to miss me.
Yeah.
And then ride off into the sunset.
Yep.
All right. See, panic. Ah, patience. Best record in the NFL belongs to the NFC leading Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals aren't even a top three team in the NFC right now.
Well, without the injuries or with the, with the injuries. And,
well, you have to take the injuries into it.
Well, but I'm saying, like, do we think that they're not going to get better?
Well, J.J. Watt's not.
No, but Kyler Murray is. Hopkins.
Yeah.
I think they're top three in the NFC.
I look at it and I go, oh, man. Boy, how we forget how good a team is when they have a bye week, right?
Mm.
Because it just seems like nobody is talking about the Arizona Cardinals because they did hit a little bit of skid where, you know, they lose 2 of 4 right before they hit their bye week. Kyler Murray was banged up. DeAndre Hopkins was banged up. Mm-hmm. They still went to Seattle, won that game.
Yep.
They're going to go on another little run here. And this is going to be the interesting part about this, where three is the interesting number there, because is Tampa going to pull out of their mini rut that they are in? And they've gotten back on the winning ways and they're now 8-3. And then Green Bay. Are you saying that both Tampa and Green Bay are better than the Arizona Cardinals? And I think they are. I think they are because of the experience of winning and that both of those franchises have. And that is where I go, who do you trust? Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady or Kyler Murray in the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, yes. That's a very fair question.
And that's where I will go, I would then say panic, but I don't think it's not a big concern here because they're taking care of their business right now. They're a damn good roster.
I also just think, like, I look at the Bucks schedule and I say, yeah, like, they've had some good wins, right? Like, you could call the Patriots a good win.
The Cowboys were a good win at the beginning of the season.
But then you look at the games that they've lost. I mean, other than that, it's like Bears, Eagles, Dolphins, Falcons, Colts are fine, and Giants.
Yeah.
And you look at it on the opposite. You look at who the Cardinals have beat: Titans, Vikings, Rams, Niners, Browns, Niners again. See, sorry, that was autopilot.
I got some wins.
But I'm not saying that I don't trust. I'm not saying that I trust Kyler Murray in the playoffs more than I trust Tom Brady. I might trust the Cardinals more than I trust the Bucks.
I'm with you on that. Because they're so talented. And they got weapons upon weapons. It's just, can they get healthy and stay healthy for the rest of the year?
Huge question.
Massive question.
Yep.
Especially with Kyler Murray. All right. That is panic or patience. The Oregon Ducks, they are heading into the Pac-12 championship game on Friday down in Las Vegas. But there is news regarding their offensive coordinator.
Ooh.
Joe Moorhead, committed yet uncommitted at the same time.
Heard this story before.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!